Hello, hello, hello out there. It is your girl, APM Powers, coming to you today, of course, with nothing but motivation, encouragement, and empowerment. Guys, I know. Trust me, I'm dealing with a 15-day quarantine myself with the kids being out of school for safety reasons. I understand it. I want to encourage everyone today to try to get some knowledge and get understanding about this situation. Fear is absolutely not the answer. There are a lot of fear and scare tactics going around with the media, I have to say. And what we have to do is educate ourselves and be knowledgeable enough. And more importantly than that, guys, we've just got to learn to use some common sense. Seriously. We need to be able to use our common sense. You know, it's just like anything else, guys. This coronavirus is very contagious. I hear it's very aggressive. I hear it can be very bad. But at the same time, I think some of these quarantines and the isolation is an opportunity for us to not pass it along. If you are just in the house with your family and you're not going anywhere and having any other interaction, you know, you're pretty, I guess, safe. But at the same time, if you are going out and having interaction, you need to use the necessary precautions, like making sure that you're washing your hands, making sure that when you get the buggy in the grocery store, you're putting on hand sanitizer so that your body is not cross-contaminating and picking up other germs and viruses and this and that and the other. And lastly, not touching our face. So many people struggle to not put their hands from in their pocket to their face or on their desk or on their computer or on a public thing to their face. So some of this stuff, like I said, guys, is really just common sense. And I just need everybody to take a deep breath. Don't panic. This too shall pass. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. You're listening to AP of APM Powers. And again, I just came by, guys. I know the coronavirus is out and it's out to get us, and all the toilet paper's gone and all the water's gone. So what are we gonna do? You guys know I dropped by to give you nothing but encouragement and motivation, and that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. But you guys know that when I come to you, I also have to update you as far as what's going on. So you guys know that I released Unconventional at the end of last year. That is my third, yes, number three. That is my third book. Out of all of the books that I've published, they are all currently available on Amazon.com. That is When Women Lead Volumes 1, When Women Lead Volume 2, and Unconventional. Now all available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com. Cop your copy today, especially during this downtime that you may have. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit as well. But also want to talk to you ladies a little bit about social media, my Facebook page. On my Facebook page, I have a group. It's entitled When Women Lead, We Blank. Because when women lead, we do so many different things. I want you to be able to fill in the blank for whatever it is that you do. I want you to be able to fill in the blank for whatever it is that you think women should be doing when they are in leadership. And we're going to have discussions about it. And right now, throughout this probably first and second quarter of the year, I'm going to be talking about different topics from When Women Lead, as well as Unconventional. So some of the chapters I'm taking them, and I'm basically just presenting questions to you ladies so that we can have discussions. So if you are currently not a member of When Women Lead, We Blank, I want you to head over to your Facebook page now, type that in, and request to join it. Because this group, ladies, is not about numbers. It's more about quality than quantity. I don't care how many people are in the group. I just want the group to be interactive. I want the group to be effective. And I want ladies to have a safe place to be able to unload or to talk about the specific things that we're bringing up. Or if you would like to bring something up, I'd love for you to message me and we can also talk about that as well. So far, we've talked about Superwoman is a fictional character. We've talked about never stopping at no. We've talked about confidence. I started the group this year off talking about confidence, because so many people lack confidence, and that's something that we need. But I would like to help you tap into your inner confidence, because it's not a given. Everybody's not confident in what they are, who they are. A lot of times people don't even know who they are. And if you don't know who you are, I believe that's where your lack of confidence definitely comes from. But this group is about helping you get to that place. It's about encouragement, of course. It's about empowerment. I love to talk about empowerment, because empowerment takes the burden off of me as your coach. It's about pushing you to do the things that you have to do so that you can be better. And so that's one of my favorite things to do. It's empower others so that they can be action oriented, so that they can put one foot in front of the other and do the necessary things that it takes for them to be better. Okay. And then lastly, everybody, I want to talk about my When Women Lead Networking Social. It's currently scheduled right now for March the 26th. I'm not sure how this quarantine or how things are closing. I do know a lot of restaurants and food entities are operating on a carry out only basis. So we may have to move our Women Lead Networking Social. I will definitely keep you guys abreast to that as far as Eventbrite as well as Facebook, which is where I have the event located. I would love for you ladies to come out. We've probably got about 20 ladies already signed up to come out, and they are encouraging you get together with groups of no more than 25 to 50 or less than 50 people, and some people are even saying 25 people. So I wasn't really concerned about our group. I was going to take the necessary precautions as far as when we do meet up to try to encourage people that are sick to not attend. They can definitely attend the next one. I will not be doing any refunds at this time, because I won't cancel the event. I will just postpone it, worst case scenario. Okay, ladies? So I wanted to make sure I brought you up to speed on that. But I'm super excited about our first event of the year. And I am believing God that He's not going to allow us to, you know, just be totally devastated by this coronavirus. I believe another day above ground is a blessed day. And that is a great segue into what I want to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to remain motivated even throughout this coronavirus, this quarantine, the information that you're getting. I need some of you guys to remove yourselves away from the televisions, and I need you to be more productive in some of the goals that maybe you set last year or maybe at the beginning of this year that you have not completed. This is a great time, guys, especially when you are being isolated, for you to read like never before. Hence, When Women Lead Volumes 1 and 2, Unconventional, that favorite novel that you want to read. This is a time for you to take have some self-love, some self-care. This is some time for you to pour into yourself. And big shout out to my moms out there or dads as well, who are staying home with the kids and trying to keep them productive as well. So, but I want us to be able to use this time. I put out on Facebook that when I found out that my kids were going to be home, we were going to start early spring cleaning, and that's exactly what we're doing. But in the meantime, I also have gotten a message from the school that the kids will be able to go online and do some of their work and have work that's being assigned and whatnot. And so from that, I'm excited about all of that, because this is also a time for you to get closer with your young people. Guys, I know it's not easy. I know we're not teachers by trade, but these are our babies. It's a time for you to see what that other profession as a teacher has to deal with when they're dealing with your baby, right? So it's a time for gratitude as well. We are grateful and thankful for the teachers. We're grateful and thankful for the administrators. We're super duper thankful for the nurses and the doctors that aren't getting any time off, that are being asked to travel and to do more work. They definitely should be paid more, as well as the teachers. One of my friends on Facebook posted, teachers should be getting paid millions of dollars because she homeschooled for one day. And so I totally feel her pain. That is why I did not opt into education, because I do not have the patience for it. But God is going to give us a lot of different gifts during this time, guys. And I want you guys to stay motivated. I don't want you getting down in the dumps. I don't want you, making this thing a life or death thing. I want you to use this time to pour into yourself, to pour into your loved ones, to get better acquainted. Like maybe play more board games at home, make the kids put the phones down, et cetera, right? We need to definitely use this time to be motivated and to be productive. You guys know that that's my MO. I want you guys always being productive. You may not be able to get everything done, but what I'm saying to you is don't just sit up and watch TV all day. Go outside, you know, get some fresh air, do some work in the yard together, you know, give the kids some structure, but at the same time, give them some encouragement as well. It's a time that we've been given, and we have to be thankful during this time, guys. Even though people around us might be suffering or going through something or whatever, we definitely need to fall on our knees and continue to give God all the honor and the glory, and because he's not caught off guard by the coronavirus. Trust me when I say that. God has not left nor forsaken us. If you woke up this morning, if you're under the sound of my voice, you are definitely blessed. Whether you have the coronavirus or not, that's another thing that I want to talk about, guys. I was talking about the media scaring us and making us so afraid of this virus, but we don't understand also that there are people that are contracting the virus and that are fine. They're not dying. The people that are more susceptible are people with weak immune systems, elderly people, babies, people with pre-existing conditions, and so on and so forth. So with that being said, it is not a death sentence, even if you contract the virus, even though it may seem like it. But trust me, guys, everything starts in the mind. And so when we're so fearful and we feel like, you know, our fears will have a way of coming back on us, right? You know, read your Bible. You know, the thing that you hate the most, you know, will come upon you. So what I'm saying is let's be in prayer about this coronavirus. If the people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. That's what I'm calling you guys to do, especially as Christians. If you see yourself as a Christian, you should be praying more instead of being fearful, because God did not give us a spirit of fear. And so with that being said, use this time wisely. Use this time to work on that book. Use this time to apply to that school. Use this time to work on certain proposals. Use this time wisely, because again, sometimes, you know, God gives us little gifts that we don't even see. I suggest you do the same. I don't want you sitting around sulking. And like I said, turn off the TV, because the news media, although they're here to help, and we do need to be aware, guys, I don't want to make it seem like awareness isn't the key. We do need to be aware. But when that fear starts to set in, when you start to be worrying and those sorts of things, that is not the answer. Absolutely, it is not. That is not the answer. I need you to understand that this is a time for you to get deeper into your goals, get deeper into yourself, get deeper into your family. How about you call some of your relatives that you've not talked to in a while? Check on them. Talk to them. Like, we've got to get out of the habit of social media being everything that we do. We've got to get out of the habit of the news on television being everything that we go by. Because trust me, guys, there's always, follow the money trail. Look at the ads. You know, it's a lot of people out here panicking because of the stock market. The one thing that I had to remember is that I have nothing short of a 10-year goal as far as my investments are concerned anyway. So when you talk about that, it's a long-term thing, guys. The market has plenty of time and will have plenty of time to rebound. If you've gotten so much money put into the stock market, or you're invested so much, then you've made some bad choices, because you should never invest unless it's really extra anyway. I mean, at least that's my mantra, right? I'm investing money that I don't even see or money that I don't even think about. So those of you who may be a little bit consumed with how the market is doing and, oh, this is about to crash. And I do believe that that's why people are going out and buying up all the water and buying up all the toilet paper, because they feel like they're going to be in their homes. But I quickly remind people who tell me that, that, you know, people around here are trigger happy, especially in the South and probably in the North as well. And they'll put a bullet in your head for all that water that you got, you know, and you'll be dead and somebody else will be drinking your water. And again, that's not a fear tactic. That's not something to scare you. It's just something, guys, God is going to always provide for us. And if it's our time to go, I need you to be ready to go. So maybe this is a time that God is trying to use for you to get closer to Him, to know that if you were to die today or tomorrow, where would you go? What does that look like for you? Guys, we're not promised tomorrow and we all shall die. I don't believe, though, that we're all going to die here within the next few weeks from the coronavirus. I absolutely don't believe that, and I don't need you to believe that. So I just want you guys to, again, use this time to be productive. Use this time to be motivated. Go back and revisit some of those goals. That book that you were writing, go back and pick it up. That blog that you've been saying you're going to start, go ahead and start it now. That podcast that you said, oh, I could do that. I listen to APM Powers all the time and I feel like I have some of the same types of encouraging things. Go ahead and start it. Use this time to be productive. Use this time to hone in, to focus, to prioritize, and to love on those that love you. Okay? I hope this has blessed you guys today. If it did, please share it so that someone else can be blessed by APM Power's words of encouragement, guys. I just want the best for you. I want you to be better today than you were yesterday and better than tomorrow than you are today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be blessed. Until next time, AP signing out.